child psychologist from Hertfordshire, her name is Dr. Amanda Gummer, has written an article which has attracted a lot of comment online in the last few days, saying that parents need to stop overindulging their children and need to start saying no to them. Let's hear more. Amanda's on the line. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us. What motivated you to write this article, Amanda?
I think it was the Daily Mail sort of wanted some commentary on the stats around expulsions. And as we were sort of diving down in more into sort of what is it that's going wrong in schools and what are teachers really struggling with, it reminded me of conversations I've had over the last couple of years, actually, with several teachers around how actually it's not the children, it's the parents that cause the biggest problems in the classroom and are the biggest sort of hindrances for the kids' learning.
So what is the relevance of the word no to that conversation?
Obviously it's a Daily Mail headline, and it isn't just about saying no to children, it's about helping them develop skills that they need. And by always being there and not letting them ever fall over and not letting them ever get cold and not letting them ever be hungry and meeting all of their needs and never saying no to them, meeting all of their needs before the kids even know they've got needs, is a bit of an epidemic in parenting, because parents feel so pressured to do the right thing by their children. And it's all coming from a place of love. It's all about them wanting to be the best parents they can be. But actually, they're almost overdoing it. So they're depriving their children of some really important life lessons, such as how to compromise, how to empathise, how to negotiate and be kind and put other people first, and realising that they're not the centre of the universe.
Yeah, I suppose it depends what you're saying no to and how old the kid is. I mean, my son's 18 months old. Sometimes when I don't tell him no, and he's, for example, putting a bunch of keys in his mouth or something, and I'm thinking, well, in a minute he's going to fall over and hurt himself. I should say no. And sometimes I think, you know what, let him fall over and hurt himself, then he'll learn the lesson.
Exactly. So, and the chances are that your child will be able to go into school and take responsibility for his own actions and be able to socialise, because that's exactly the sort of thing. I mean, you know, yes, you don't let them play with fire, and yes, you don't let them run into the road, and that, you know, there are some fairly basic sort of safety principles, but it's about letting them fail. And if you let children fail when they're young, they learn the lessons earlier when the consequences are less severe. You've got young adults now who are the first kind of the cotton wool generation or helicopter parent generation.
Oh, wow, two great phrases already. Helicopter parents and cotton wool.
Yeah, the cotton wool kids. So these kids have never been given responsibility. They've been kept very young and very sort of nurtured, and parents have always done their washing and done their cooking, and the kids have never really had to take responsibility for their own lives. Mm. And because they've never been given that responsibility, they go off to university or they go and get jobs in the outside world and they can't cope. And there's a massive explosion in mental health issues amongst sort of older teenagers and young adults. And as well as employers saying that they're unemployable because they don't have the skills, they don't have any sort of accountability, they don't have that kind of sense of self-discipline or responsibility. And the parents, it does come from parenting and that kind of approach that parents have, where the child is the centre of their life, and every little need must be met, and every sort of whim sort of catered for.
And the reason that some parents behave like that, in fairness to them, I guess, it can come from a good place.
Always comes from a good place, yeah. And that's where it's really hard. But these parents are often really frazzled themselves. They're stressed. They've got, they're trying to hold down jobs, or they're running homes, or they're trying to balance their life. But they've made it very hard for themselves because they've put the children right in the centre of that. And it's not that these parents don't care about their kids or love them dearly. It's that it's almost too much. And now that whole falls rushing where angels fear to tread, that saying, it's a bit of a case of that, whereas actually if they step back and look at what the research is saying about children's development and how children need to sort of learn how to fail and manage disappointment and cope with making mistakes, they're all really important skills. And if we deprive them of that opportunity, we're depriving them of the ability to grow up into independent, functioning human beings.
Okay, so, just to decode that bit of bump that you chucked in, helicopter Sorry. Parents. No, don't apologise. How do you know if you're a helicopter parent, and how do you stop yourself being a helicopter parent?
So the first one's easy. You know, if you're a helicopter parent, if you never let, if you're sort of always hovering over your children, you never let them play independently, you're always there to sort of wipe up a spill or, you know, kiss a Grey's knee better, all that kind of stuff. If you're there 24/7 supervising your children, I would say you're a helicopter parent. It's really good for children to go and play with other children with minimal supervision. It's good for them to play with their siblings. It's good for them to be on their own. You don't need to be there all the time. So that's a helicopter parent. How to stop doing it, that's a tricky one, because actually, again, it comes from a place of love and fear. And we've got so many things that go through our heads as parents of what might happen if, and wouldn't it be terrible if, and actually without... the kind of the worst case scenario is so awful that you will do anything to prevent that. So you don't want them climbing trees, because if they fell out of the tree and broke their neck, that would be unbearable and you would feel absolutely mortified.
Yeah, it's about getting that balance, isn't it?
Yeah, and it is. It's about getting the balance. But I think what gets missed in the discussion is the things that you're depriving the children of, the skills and the opportunities that you're depriving them of by overcompensating and overprotecting them. And it's about getting the balance right. And accidents will happen. So, you know, and it's about...
let them happen. Sometimes. Okay. Thank you. Dr. Amanda Gummer there, who runs the website Fundamentally Children. Do you worry now that you're a helicopter parent?